This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Why? Because the Quran, because the Sunnah, because the statements of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are originally in the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. How can it be that I'm now at the age of 50 or 60 or even 25, subhanallah, but I do not even understand Suratul Fatiha. I do not understand Qul Huwallahu Ahad. I do not understand these surahs from the noble Quran, Allahu Musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this was the address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. And we are created for His worship. And so we need to understand the Arabic language, to understand the Quran and the Sunnah, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, our current series, Durusul Lughati al-Arabiyyati lighayri an-natiqina biha, lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students. We are in book 2, lesson number 7, walhamdulillah. In our previous majlis, we read through the passage, we read through the dialogue between the father, his sons, and his daughters. Insha'Allah, we continue with exercise number 7. We had stopped on within the tamareen, the exercises. We had completed exercise number 3. And so we continue from 4 up to the end of lesson number 7, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Remember, every lesson has within it various exercises. So you have lesson 1, Ad-Darsul Awwalu, and it would have in it after the comprehension passage, it has, for example, Tamreen number 1, Tamreen number 2, exercise 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., etc. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, just to remind ourselves, in our previous majlis, we were introduced to this lesson number 7. Lesson number 7, we learned about kana. Kana. What does kana mean? He was. Kana al-mudiru fil masjidi. The principal, the mudir, was in the masjid. Kana bilalun fi suqi. Bilal was in the marketplace. Kana bilalun maridun. Bilal was sick. So after kana, we find the ism kana, it is marfu, it is in the dhamma form. And then the khabar kana, if it's one word, it is mansub in the fatha form. Kana Muhammadun taliban, Muhammad was a student, walhamdulillah. So we were introduced to kana, and remember, we already learned about one of kana's sisters. In the previous lessons, we learnt about Laysa. Laysa, he is not. Laysa, he is not. And we will learn about La Yazalu. La Yazalu, these are sisters of Kana. They do exactly what Kana does. Walhamdulillah. We also learnt about Thuluth. Thuluth means a third. Rub'un is one quarter. Khumsun, it is one fifth. And so these fractions, we were introduced to these fractions. We were also introduced to, for example, alladhi and allati. Alladhi means who, allati means who, but the masculine and the feminine. Or it could also mean which, masculine and feminine, if we're talking about some sort of item. The book which is on the table. Al-kitabu alladhi ala al-maktabi. The book which is on the table, mashallah. Also the word abshir. Abshir means, don't worry, you will get what you want. Brother, please, can you lend me $50? Abshir. Brother, can you please give me a lift? Abshir. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Jameel. And so, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we've already read through the entire passage. We've gone through exercise 1, 2, and 3. And we move on, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to exercise number 4, insha'Allah. أنس الفاعل في كل من الجمل الآتية. Make the doer the fa'il. Fa'il is the doer. Make the doer into the feminine. Remember, the doer is always marfu', is always in the dhamma form. Here they're asking you now, well, now make the doer from Muhammad, make it Sumayya. From Ilyas, make it Fatima, for example. Jayid, let's see. أشربتم القهوة يا إخوانو. أشربتم القهوة يا إخوانو. Did you people drink the coffee, O brothers? أشربتم. I'm talking to a group of men. أشربتم. If we were talking to one brother, أشربتا. أشربتا. Speaking to one female, أشربتي. أشربتي. If I want to say I drank, شربتو, شربتو, excellent. We want to talk about he drank, he's not around, we're not talking about him. شربا, سليمان شربا, شربا سليمانو, excellent. We're talking about Fatima, who's in America and she drank. What would we say? We would say شربت فاطمة, شربت فاطمة, excellent. So here, change it now from you speaking to a group of males to a group of females. From أشربتم القهوة يا إخوانو becomes أشربتن القهوة. أشربتن القهوة يا أخواتو. أشربتن القهوة يا أخواتو. أشربتن القهوة يا أخواتو. ممتاز. Number two. So that means, did you people drink the coffee, O sisters? Number two. أقرأتم هذه المجلة يا رجال. أقرأتم. Did you people read هذه المجلة, this magazine, يا رجال, O men? Change it. أقرأتن. أقرأتن هذه المجلة يا نساء. أقرأتن هذه المجلة يا نساء. Did you people read this magazine, O women? ممتاز. Number three. أفهمتم الدرس الجديد يا أبنائي. Did you people understand the new lesson, O my sons? Change it. أفهمتن. أفهمتن. أفهمتن الدرس يا بناتي. أفهمتن الدرس الجديد يا بناتي. أفهمتن الدرس الجديد يا بناتي. ممتاز. Number four. متى خرجتم من المدرسة يا أولاد؟ متى خرجتم؟ When did you people exit, leave? من المدرسة, from the school. يا أولاد, oh my sons, oh children. متى خرجتن من المدرسة يا بنات؟ متى خرجتن من المدرسة يا بنات؟ متى خرجتن من المدرسة يا بنات؟ When did you people exit from the madrasa, O daughters, O daughters, O ya أولاد becomes يا بنات, يا بنات. Number five. أسمعتم الأذان يا إخوانو. أسمعتم الأذان يا إخوانو. Did you people hear the أذان, O brothers? أسمعتم الأذان يا إخوانو. Change it. أسمعتن الأذان يا أخواتو. أسمعتن الأذان يا أخواتو. ممتاز. Number six. أرأيتم المدرس الجديد يا إخوانو. أرأيتم المدرس الجديد يا إخوانو. Change it. أرأيتن المدرس الجديد يا أخواتو. أرأيتن المدرس الجديد يا أخواتو. أرأيتن. Did you people see? Who am I speaking to? A group of females. أرأيتن المدرس. What did they see? What am I asking them? Did they see? Did you people see المدرس الجديد, the one who teaches the درس, the teacher? المدرس الجديد, the new teacher. يا أخوات. جيد. ممتاز. والحمد لله. And that takes us to exercise number 5, inshallah. أمام كل جملة فيما يلي صيغتان للفعل. in front of all of these sentences, there's a form of the verb. اختر الصيغة الصحيحة واكمل بها الجملة. And so fill in the blanks with the appropriate verb. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate form of the verb. Fill in the blanks with the appropriate form of the verb. Let's see. Number one. أسمتن القرآن اليوم يا أبنائي. He's speaking to his sons. يا أبنائي. They give us two options. قرأتم and قرأتن. I'm talking to a group of guys. So, أقرأتم القرآن اليوم يا أبنائي. أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن اليوم يا أبنائي. ممتاز. Number two. متى something من مكة يا إخواني. متى رجعتم أو متى رجعتن. متى رجعتم. He's speaking يا إخواني. Oh my brothers. متى رجعتم من مكة يا إخواني. متى رجعتم من مكة يا إخواني. متى رجعتم من مكة يا إخواني. ممتاز. Number three. أسمتن وجوهكن بالصابون. Speaking to a group of females. أغسلتن. 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 Did you people wash وجوهكن, you people's faces, بالصابون, with soap. أغسلتن وجوهكن بالصابون. أغسلتن وجوهكن بالصابون. ممتاز. Number four. من أي إذاعة سمتن الأخبار يا بناتي. من أي إذاعة سمعتن. سمعتن الأخبار يا بناتي. من أي إذاعة سمعتن الأخبار يا بناتي. Number five. من أي باب سمتن المسجد يا إخواني. من أي باب. من أي باب دخلتم المسجد يا إخواني. 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 ممتاز. Number six. لما something النوافذ يا بناتي. لما something النوافذ يا بناتي. لما فتحتن. لما فتحتن. Why did you people open? لما فتحتن النوافذ, the windows, يا بناتي. Why did you people open the windows, oh my daughters? And the previous one, from which door did you people enter the masjid? من أي باب دخلتم المسجد يا إخواني. From which door did you people enter the masjid? والحمد لله. Exercise number 6. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. تأمل الأمثلة. Ponder over the following. ثم أدخل كان على الجمل الآتية. And then enter كان into the following sentences. المدرس في الفصل. المدرس في الفصل. The teacher is in the classroom. Simple. كان المدرس في الفصل. The teacher was in the classroom. قبل خمس دقائق. Before 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago. The teacher was in the classroom 5 minutes ago. One more time. المدرس في الفصل. كان المدرس في الفصل قبل خمس دقائق. ممتاز. والحمد لله. Number two. الطلاب في المكتبة. The students are in the library. كان الطلاب في المكتبة قبل نصف ساعة. كان الطلاب في المكتبة قبل نصف ساعة. The students were in the library 5 minutes, or rather half an hour ago. قبل نصف ساعة. Before half an hour. أمي في المطبخ. أمي في المطبخ. My mother is in the kitchen. كانت أمي. Take note. كان, but with the feminine becomes كانت. كانت أمي في المطبخ قبل قليل. My mother was in the kitchen قبل قليل, before a short while ago. قبل قليل, before a short while. ممتاز. Number one, المدير في غرفته. المدير في غرفته. المدير في غرفته. Answer. كان المدير في غرفته قبل ساعة. كان المدير في غرفته قبل ساعة. The مدير was in his room before an hour. الوزير في لندن. كان الوزير في لندن قبل أسبوع. The minister was in London one week ago. كان الوزير في لندن قبل أسبوع. قبل before أسبوع week. أختي في مكة. أراد أخي في مكة. أخي في مكة. كان أخي في مكة قبل أربعة أيام. My brother was in Mecca 4 days ago. قبل أربعة أيام. أيام, in its original form, it is masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. قبل أربعة أيام. الأطباء في المستشفى. كان الأطباء في المستشفى قبل ثلث ساعة. كان الأطباء في المستشفى قبل ثلث ساعة. That the doctor was, كان الأطباء, the doctors were in the hospital before a third of the hour, before 20 minutes basically. Number 5, الطالبات في المكتبة. كانت الطالبة. كانت الطالبة becomes, كانت الطالبة. كانت الطالبة becomes, كانت الطالبة في المكتبة قبل قليل. في المكتبة قبل قليل. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Easy so far, ما شاء الله, brothers and sisters. We move on to exercise number 7. تأمل الأمثلة ثم اقرأ الجمل الآتية مع ضبط الميم والحروف الساكنة الأخرى. جيد. And so ponder over the following and complete inshallah, taking note of the sukun, ending on the words. جيد. أقرأتم هذا الكتاب. أقرأتم هذا الكتاب. And then أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن. But better pronunciation would be أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن. We had أقرأتم القرآن. So we had أقرأتم. You got a سكون on the ميم. And then you got ألف and لام on the قرآن, also beginning with the سكون. Because we have the meeting of سكونs, we join them. And so we change it to أقرأتم القرآن. أقرأتم القرآن. Did you people read the قرآن? Let's see number 2. أرأيتم حامدا. أرأيتم المدرسة. أرأيتم المدرسة. أرأيتم المدرسة. Join it. أرأيتم المدرسة. أرأيتم المدرسة. أرأيتم المدرسة. Number 3. ألكم هذا البيت. ألكم هذا البيت. ألكم belongs to you people. ألكم هذا البيت. Does this house belong to you people? ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. جيد. ألكم البيت. And then we make it ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. Again. ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. And then joining it ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. ألكم البيت. ممتاز. Let's try number 4. أخرج برادة. خرجت آمنة. خرجت آمنة. خرجت آمنة. خرجت البنت. خرجت البنت. خرجت آمنة. خرجت البنت. خرجت آمنة. خرجت البنت. And then joining would be خرجت البنت. خرجت البنت. خرجت البنت. من هذا الولد؟ من الولد؟ من الولد؟ جيد. Instead of saying من الولد, من الولد, we make it من الولد, من الولد, من الولد. Excellent. And then they show it to you in the brackets. where we have the sukoon and then we have the alif and lam with the sukoon, etc. And so we join them up bi-idhnillahi, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Let's see. Akaltumul mawza, akaltumul mawza, number one. Akaltumul mawza, akaltumul mawza, number two. Jalastum fil fasli, jalastum fil fasli. There's no joining. Why? Because there's no sukoon on the next word. Jalastum fil fasli. Number three. Dakhaltumul masjida, dakhaltumul masjida, dakhaltumul masjida. Number four. Fahimtumud darsa, fahimtumud darsa, fahimtumud darsa. Did you people understand the lesson? Or rather, fahimtum darsa, meaning we understood, fahimtum, these people understood the lesson. Fahimtum darsa al-fiqhi, fahimtum darsa al-fiqhi, fahimtum darsa al-fiqhi. You people understood the lesson in fiqh. Sami'tum al-adhana, you people understood the, or rather heard the adhan. Sami'tumul adhana, sami'tumul adhana, sami'tumul adhana. Mada akaltum? Number eight. Alakum hadhihi sayara, alakum hadhihi sayara, alakum hadhihi sayara, alakum hadhihi sayara. Number nine. Alakumul kutub, alakumul kutub, alakumul kutubu, alakumul kutubu, alakumul kutubu, alakumul kutubu. Man hadha ar-rajulu, man hadha ar-rajulu. Number 10. Man hadha ar-rajulu, man hadha ar-rajulu. Number 11. Man il-fata. See how number 11 is also a man, but now we're joining. Man al-fata becomes man il-fata. Man al-fata becomes man il-fata. Number 12. كتبت الطالبة الدرس. كتبت الطالبة الدرس becomes كتبت الطالبة الدرس. كتبت الطالبة الدرس. كتبت الطالبة الدرس. كتبت الطالبة الدرس. Number 13. أين المديرة؟ خرجت الآن becomes خرجت الآن. خرجت الآن. خرجت الآن. خرجت الآن. خرجت الآن. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. تبارك الله. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله. يا أمة الله. We hope you've understood matters so far. We hope you are with us. We hope you're not falling behind. يا عبد الله. يا أمة الله. And so with that, we've covered exercises 4, 5, 6, and 7. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. تبارك الله. الله. So exercise number 8 بإذن الله تعالى تأمل ما يلي, ponder over the following. ضرب plus who. ضرب means he hit. Plus he, the who indicating he. So he hit him. We're talking about Ahmed hitting Sulaiman. ضرب, ضرب, he hit. Who did he hit? He hit him. He hit him, and the him is not mentioned who exactly that person is. Daraba plus huwa will be darabahu. Daraba plus the who of the huwa would be darabahu. So darabahu means he hit him. Darabahu means he hit him. Darabat, she hit. Who did she hit? She also hit him. So it will become darabathu. Darabathu. ضربت هو, she hit him. ضربت, you hit. I'm speaking to Ahmed in front of me. ضربت, you hit. Who did you hit? You hit him. ضربت plus هو will become ضربته. 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 So ضربت plus هو becomes ضربته. ضربتي. ضربتي. ضربتي, speaking to a female, she, you speaking to a female, Salma as-Sulay is Sumayya. So Sumayya, you hit. So darabti, you hit. Darabti means you hit. Who did you hit? You hit him. Darabtihi, darabtihi, darabtihi. It becomes darabtihi. Darabtihi means you hit him. You hit him, O female, you hit him. Darabtu, I hit. I hit him. Darabtuhu, simple. Darabtuhu, I hit him. Darabtuhu, simple. I hit him. Then darabtum, 20 of you, you people got together and hit him. 20 people in front of me, all of you got together and you hit him. So we're joining between darabtum and who. Darabtum plus who. This is a new one. This is a bit intricate. This becomes darabtumuhu. So darabtum plus the who, we will also have to add in an extra wow. So darabtumuhu, darabtumu, you people hit who, hit him. Darabtumuhu, 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 darabtumu, you people hit who, hit him. Darabtumuhu, darabtumuhu, darabtumuhu. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Let's see. أين الطالب الجديد؟ أرأيتموه؟ أين الطالب الجديد؟ أرأيتموه؟ Where's the new student? Did you people see him? أرأيتموه؟ Did you people see who? See him? أرأيتموه؟ Did you people see him? أين الحية؟ Where's the snake? أقتلتموها؟ Did you people kill it? أقتلتمو؟ Did you people kill? أقتلتمو؟ Did you people kill what? Kill her? Kill it? It meaning the snake. Did you people kill it? أقتلتموها؟ أقتلتموها؟ ممتاز. Number three. هذا الدرس سهل. أفهمتموهُ. Did you people understand it? هذا الدرس سهل. This lesson is easy. أفهمتموهُ. Did you people understand? Understand what? فهم أفهمتموهُ. Did you people understand it? أين المدرسون? Where are the teachers? أرأيتموهم. Did you people see them? أرأيتمو, did you people see whom? Did you people see them? أرأيتموهم, أرأيتموهم, أرأيتموهم. ممتاز. اقرأ الجمل الآتية مع الضمائر المذكورة أمامها. And read the following with the various ضمائر and link them up, inshallah. And so we find رأيتم plus whom becomes رأيتموهم, 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 رأيتموهم. Then number two we have فهمتم and we have ها. فهمتم and we have ها. You people understood it. فهمتموها, فهمتموها. So we're joining the verb with the personal pronouns. فهمتموها, فهمتموها. Number three. غسلتي plus who. غسلتي plus who. غسلتيه, غسلتيه, you washed it. Speaking to a female. غسلتيه, you washed it. وجدت, I found it or him. وجدته, وجدته, I found it or I found him. وجدته. Number five. قتلتم ها. قتلتم, you people killed. Killed what? Killed her or killed it. قتلتمو ها. قتلتمو ها. قتلتمو ها. Number six. سمعتم هو. You people heard him or heard it. سمعتموه. 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 You people heard him or heard it. والحمد لله. Exercise number 9. أدخل ألف لام التعريف على الكلمات التي تحتها خط عند اللزوم. Add the ألف and لام to the various words which require the ألف and لام. So there are certain words here that require the addition of an ألف and لام. Let's see. عندي كتاب. عندي كتاب ذو غلاف أحمر. عندي كتاب ذو غلاف أحمر. I have a book which has غلاف cover red, which has a red cover. جيد. Let's see. أين الكتاب ذو الغلاف الأحمر. So look at the bottom one. أين الكتاب. So الكتاب ذو الغلاف الأحمر. الغلاف الأحمر, because كتاب has ألف لام, then the غلاف will also have ألف لام. We cannot obviously add an ألف لام to the ذو, so we add it on the غلاف. ذو الغلاف الأحمر. Let's look at number one there. لمن ذاك البيت, لمن ذاك البيت, لمن ذاك البيت ذو باب أخضر. No, it should change. Why? Because al-baytu has alif and lam. So, it should also be dhul-babil akhdari. Dhul-babil akhdari. Al-bab should have an alif and lam. Why? Because remember, dhul-bab is a na'at, is a describing word for the bayt. Dhul-bab is the describing word for the bayt. And that which is the describing word must follow whatever it is describing. And it is describing al-bayt, which has alif and lam. And so the describing word must also have alif and lam. Well, I can't put the alif and lam on the ذو, so well, we put it on the al-bab. لِمَنْ ذَاكَ الْبَيْتُ ذُو الْبَابِ الْأَخْضَرِ لِمَنْ ذَاكَ الْبَيْتُ ذُو الْبَابِ الْأَخْضَرِ. To who belongs that house which has, which possesses, which has the green door? Number two. مَنْ ذَلِكَ الْفَتَى مَنْ ذَلِكَ الْفَتَى ذُو نَظَارَةٍ صَغِيرَةٍ. No, it should be ذُو النَّظَارَةِ الصَّغِيرَةِ ذُو النَّظَارَةِ الصَّغِيرَةِ. Why? Because الْفَتَى has ألف and لام. مَنْ ذَلِكَ الْفَتَى ذُو النَّظَارَةِ الصَّغِيرَةِ. Who is that young girl who possesses the small glasses? Number three. ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ ذُو حَقِيبَةٍ جَمِيلَةٍ طبيب مشهور. It should be ذلك الرجل ذو الحقيبة الجميلة. That man with the beautiful, who has the beautiful bag. طبيب مشهور is a famous doctor. ذلك الرجل ذو الحقيبة الجميلة ذو الحقيبة الجميلة الحقيبة الجميلة طبيب مشهور. من ذلك الولد؟ Who's that boy? ذو قميص أحمر. No. ذو القميص الأحمر. ذو القميص الأحمر. من ذلك الولد؟ ذو القميص الأحمر. Who's that boy who has the قميص أحمر? Who has the red shirt? ذلك الفتى. ذلك الفتى ذو شعر طويل. That girl who possesses, who has long hair. طالب جديد. فتى, الله المستعان. فتى basically means a young lad, not a young female. And so in number two, من ذلك الفتى, who's that youngster, who's that lad. And here again, من ذلك الفتى, that lad, ذو شعر طويل, who possesses long hair, طالب جديد. It should rather be ذلك الفتى, ذلك الفتى ذو الشعر الطويل. ذلك الفتى ذو الشعر الطويل, who possesses long hair, ذو الشعر الطويل, طالب جديد, is a new student. Number five. That was number five. Number six. لمن الدفتر, لمن الدفتر ذو غلاف جميل. لمن الدفتر ذو الغلاف الجميل. To who belongs the notebook which has a beautiful cover? لمن الدفتر ذو الغلاف الجميل. Number seven. ذلك الرجل ذو نظارة. ذلك الرجل ذو نظارة مديرنا. ذلك الرجل, that man, جيد, that man, ذو النظارة, who possesses glasses, who's wearing glasses, مديرنا, is our principal, is our guy in charge, is our manager. Number eight. ذلك الرجل ذو, that man, ذو قامة طويلة, huwa mu'adhdhinu masjidina. That man ذو قامة طويلة, or some books have ذو لحية طويلة, who has a long beard. مُؤَذِّنُ مَسْجِدِنَا. Change it. ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ ذُو اللِّحْيَةِ الطَّوِيلَةِ. ذُو اللِّحْيَةِ الطَّوِيلَةِ مُؤَذِّنُ مَسْجِدِنَا. مُؤَذِّنُ مَسْجِدِنَا. That man with a long beard is the مُؤَذِّن of our masjid. نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّيَّارَةِ. نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّيَّارَةِ شَابٌ. Exited or descended or came down from the car. Shabun ذو ثياب نظيفة. A youngster, a shab. ذو ثياب نظيفة. A youngster with a smart, or rather a clean garment. Anything to change here? No, nothing to change here. Why? Because Shab doesn't have an alif and lam. So the description will also not have an alif or lam. So the sentence remains the same. نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّيَّارَةِ شَابٌ ذُو ثِيَابٍ نَظِيفَةٍ. ممتاز. Number 10. المجلّة ذَاتُ سُوَرٍ مُلَوَّنَةٍ. سُوَرٍ مُلَوَّنَةٌ. Change that. المجلّة ذات الصور. المجلّة ذات الصور. المجلّة ذات الصور ملونة. المجلّة ذات الصور. The magazine which possesses the pictures, it is in color. ملونة meaning in color. هذه الدراجة, this bike, ذات عجلٍ ثلاثٍ لبني الصغير. Let's change that one. هذه الدراجة ذات العجل الثلاث. This bike which possesses three wheels. عجل, wheel, ثلاث, three wheels. ذات العجل الثلاث لبني الصغير, belongs to my young son. Again, هذه الدراجة ذات العجل الثلاث لابن الصغير. ممتاز. You get the idea that if the description, the description to take an alif and lam, if it's describing something which has an alif and lam. تلك المساجد
ذات منار عالية جميلة جدا.
Change that. تلك المساجد ذات المنار. ذات المنائر
العالية.
That those masajid which have tall minarets, جميلة جدا, are very beautiful. So, تلك المساجد ذات المنائر العالية. منائر العالية, tall minaras, جميلة جدا, are very beautiful, والحمد لله. جميلة جدا, are very beautiful, والحمد لله. Exercise number 10, والحمد لله. Let's move. اقرأ الأمثلة ثم كون جملا مثلها مستعملا الكلمات التي بين القوسين. أكرة القدم لعبتم أم كرة السلة؟ You played football or you played basketball. Am Muhammadan ra'aita am Hamidan? You saw Muhammad or you saw Hamid. A kitab al-fiqhi akhazti. Book of fiqh you took. Am kitab al-sirati or sira book. So let's change the ones below inshallah. A'abbasan. Remember, we need to bring the alif of questioning and then the first option. We've already done sentences like this previously. A'abbasan darabta. A'abbasan darabta. A'abbasan darabta am mahmudan. A'abbasan darabta am mahmudan. We don't say adarabta abbasan am mahmudan. No, we bring the first option after the alif of questioning. A'abbasan darabta am mahmudan. Number 2. أعصير البرتقال شربت
أم عصير العنب؟ أعصير البرتقال؟ أعصير البرتقال شربت؟ Orange juice you drank. أم عصير العنب؟ The grape juice. Number 3. السيارة المديري. والسيارة. Because it is one of the one of those options there. It is the مفعول به. It is the مفعول به. السيارة المديري. رأيتم. So رأيت. رأيتم is your verb. Saw what? Saw either سيارة المديري رأيتم أم سيارة المدرسي. Again, أسيارة المديري رأيتم أم سيارة المدرسي. أسيارة المديري رأيتم أم سيارة المدرسي. Number 4. So what does that mean? Car of the principal or manager you saw, you people saw, or car of the teacher. Number 4.
أهذه المجلة قرأتنّ
أم تلك. This magazine you people read, or that one. أهذه المجلة قرأتنّ أم تلك. أهذه المجلة قرأتنّ أم تلك. ممتاز. And number 5. أمفتاح البيت أخذت أم مفتاح السيارة. أمفتاح البيت أخذت أم مفتاح السيارة. The key of the house you took, or the key of the car of the house, or key of the house or key of the car. Walhamdulillah. So remember, you bring the alif of questioning and then you bring the first option. And if it's like a verbal type of sentence, then obviously your options are maf'ul bihi and they will have a fatha. As-sayarat al-mudiri ra'ayta am sayarat al-mudarrisi. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 10. Iqra al-amthila thumma kawin jumala mithlaha musta'milan al-kalimat. بين القوسين. We did that. Exercise number 11 now, inshallah. تعلم الكلمات الآتية. Learn the following words. نصف means half. Below that, خمس, one-fifth. ثمن, one-eighth. ثلث, one-third. سدس, one-sixth. تسع means one-ninth. Rub'un means one quarter. Sub'un, one seventh. And ushrun, one tenth. Walhamdulillah. Number 11. Make sentences with the following. They give you, for example, dakhala, the word dakhala. Dakhala al-mudarrisu al-fasla. Bahatha an, searched for. Bahatha an, searched for. Aina, or rather you could say, for example, bahatha an Sulaiman, bahatha an al-madrasa. Sulaiman bahatha anil madrasati. Sulaiman bahatha anil miknasati. Sulaiman was searching for the broom. Sulaiman was searching for a madrasa. Sulaimanu bahatha anil qalami. Sulaiman was searching for a pen. Al-usbu'ul madi, last week. Al-usbu'ul madi. Dhahabtu ila al-mas, dhahabtu ila makkata. Dhahabtu ila al-madinati. Dhahabtu ila al-madinati fil usbu'il madi. Dhahabtu ila makkata fil usbu'il madi. So if you bring the fi, it's obviously going to be usbu'il madi. But if you did not bring a fi, dhahabtu ila makkata usbu'al madi. Dhahabtu ila makkata usbu'al madi. If you do not bring a fi into the sentence, then it is dhahabtu ila makkata usbu'al madi. But if you bring a fi, dhahabtu ila makkata fil usbu'al الماضي. ممتاز. البارحة. البارحة means yesterday. ما وجدت قلمي البارحة. I didn't find my pen yesterday. ما وجدت. I did not find قلمي البارحة. I didn't find my pen yesterday. ذهبت إلى السوق البارحة. I went to the marketplace yesterday. زيارة. ذهبت لزيارة مكة. ذهبت لزيارة مكة. I went to visit مكة. ذهبت لزيارة عمي. I went to visit my uncle. ذو means to possess. هو ذو خلق. He has good character. هو ذو خلق. نصف. What does نصف mean? نصف means half. نصف means half. جيد. هذا القلم بنصف دولار. هذا القلم بنصف دولار. This pen is for half a dollar. هذا القلم بنصف دينار. والحمد لله. الكلمات الجديدة. New words. مكنسة plural مكانس. مكانس meaning brooms. مكنسة broom and مكانس brooms. سلم stairs. سلالم stairs. سلم stairs singular and سلالم stairs. منارة a منارة and plural منائر. 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 نظارة glasses spectacles. نظارات plural. عجلة wheel. عجل. عجل wheels. لحية meaning beard. لحى. لحى meaning beards. صورة صور picture pictures. صور. إذاعة radio station. إذاعات. عال. عال meaning something high. جيد. And the feminine عالية. عالية. صابون soap. البارحة yesterday. It's an adverb indicating place or time. ملون meaning colorful. 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 عصير juice. برتقال orange. صباح morning. كرة القدم. كرة القدم football. كرة السلة netball or basketball. نصف half. مشى. مشى means to walk. أخذ. مشى means he walked. أخذ he took. وضع he put. وجد he found. And بحث عن searched for. بحث عن searched for. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off, a maxim from the Noble Quran, inshallah. We've completed 7 lessons in Book 2, mashallah. And now we move on to a maxim from the Quran, a Quranic maxim, inshallah. And this is maxim number 41, walhamdulillah. Allah states in the Noble Quran, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. And you people, safeguard, look after your promises, safeguard, look after your oaths. Wallahi, I will do such and such. Wallahi, I will not do such and such. Wallahi, I swear by Allah that I will go to such and such a place. Wallahi, I swear by Allah that I will do and I will give and I will whatever, whatever, such and such. These ayman, these oaths or vows, these are super important, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Be careful with regards to these matters. You took the name of Allah and you've not fulfilled this matter. Allahu musta'an. Beware with regards to this matter. Allah says, look after, safeguard your oaths. What does this mean? It means, number one, that you shouldn't swear an oath like this where it is false. You know, you say, Wallahi, I saw Sulaiman. You didn't see Sulaiman. This is a lie, subhanAllah. You say, Wallahi, I didn't touch the car. But you're the one who drove the car. This is a lie. And not only is it a lie, but you've taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what's the greatest of the great sins? He said, committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They asked him, and then what? He says that being disobedient to your parents. They asked him, and then what? He says, an oath where you took the name of Allah and you lied. It is from the major, major, major sins. Allahu musta'an. So be careful with regards to this matter. And imagine, somebody says, Wallahi, this pen is mine. Wallahi, he hasn't paid me back my money. And so he lies in this matter. I mean, he's lying for what? For a small portion of this dunya. He's going to answer in the hereafter. He's going to answer in the grave. Allahu musta'an. And it's a grave matter. Number two, we look after our oath truth in that we shouldn't be people who are always making oaths left, right and center. Wallahi this, wallahi that, wallahi this, wallahi I didn't go, wallahi I went, wallahi I this, wallahi. We shouldn't be like this, Allahu musta'an. Because the person who's always taking qasam and taking oaths all the time, this person's most likely going to fall into a situation where he's going to lie or he's not going to fulfill, Allahu musta'an. And so the third one would be that if you have taken an oath, then you need to fulfill that matter. Wallahi, I will not go to such and such, then you shouldn't go. Unless, obviously, your going there is beneficial. Someone says, for example, wallahi, I will not speak to my sister. We say, brother, break your oath. Sort out the kafara and go and talk to your sister, because that is better for you in this world and in the hereafter. Somebody says, wallahi, I won't enter this masjid. We say, brother, subhanallah, break this oath and enter into that masjid there. How can you boycott this masjid, etc.? So if there's something, if it's good for you to break that oath, then yes, you break it. Otherwise, you need to abide by it. So, wahfazu aymanakum, number one, do not lie in your oath. Number two, do not make too many oaths left, right and center, and then you fall into a problem. And number three, if you have taken an oath, then you need to live and abide by it. Unless, obviously, there is benefit in you breaking it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who look after their oath, those who look after the statements that they say upon their tongues. May Allah grant us understanding of the Arabic language. May Allah bless us in this world and in the hereafter. Would that be idhnillahi ta'ala? We end off this majlis. May Allah record this in our sitting on our scales of good deeds. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته